The DA's Athol Trollope has been elected as mayor of the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro after a somewhat chaotic first meeting of the new council this morning. There were reported attempts by the ANC to stop the meeting from going ahead, followed by the party demanding to be let into the hall. Minutes after Trollope was elected the new executive mayor, however, ANC members rose and walked out of the hall amidst loud cheering. Former ANC mayor Danny Jordan was not present and will speak to the new mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, Athol Trollope. Athol, good afternoon and welcome to the program on Radio Islam. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
A bit of a chaotic start for you this morning, but you must have expected problems from the ANC members.
Well, it was a very disappointing and chaotic start because we live in a constitutional democracy in this country. And the voters voted, and the former government did not get enough support. And we now have a new multi-party government. The council meeting started at 10. The ANC arrived at about 25 past 10. And they should actually not even have been allowed into the chamber because the rules of order say that once the meeting is in session, you shouldn't be allowed in. So they arrived, disrupted the whole proceedings, raised a number of objections, and at some stage, some of them left, and some of them came back, and some of them never left. So it was really quite chaotic and disappointing. You know, I've spent 22 years of my public life in opposition, and the ANC will have to get accustomed to being in opposition.
What went through your mind during the ceremony? You know, it's was it a dream come true, hard work that culminated?
Well, look, any political organization that has spent many, many years in opposition, I come from a party that was in opposition to apartheid, and I've spent all 22 of my years in opposition in various spheres of government. It is the ultimate objective for any party to get into government so that you can implement your policies. So I must say it was a highlight in my political career. I was actually thinking to myself of the enormity of the task of being in government, because there's a fundamental shift. When you're in opposition, you wake up every morning and you think to yourself, what am I going to say today? But when you're in government, you wake up and ask yourself every morning, what am I going to do today? And that is a fundamental difference. I really look forward to that. I think it's a fantastic challenge, and I believe that we've put a really good multi-party government together, and the fact that we have to work with other political parties is symbolic of the city that's named after Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela Bay is named after a person who was iconic with regards to cooperation with other people, being a champion of reconciliation. So I think it's actually going to be a very, very interesting time. It's not going to be easy, and I'm sure the opposition party, the ANC and the EFF and the others will keep us on our toes. But that's their job, and it's my job and our government's job to deliver.
Yes, as you outlined, it's not going to be easy. What are the biggest challenges, as you see it, that you'll be having to face up to in your new position?
The biggest challenges are in this city are actually reflected in the Democratic Alliance manifesto. Firstly, we undertake to stop corruption. Corruption has become the hallmark of the administration in the city, and that will have to stop. Secondly, the biggest issue is unemployment. So we will have to grow the economy in Nelson Mandela Bay so that we can create jobs and provide some opportunities for especially our young people. We have the highest youth unemployment in the country. And if the youth are unemployed or unemployable, they become frustrated and hopeless and succumb to drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and gangsterism, and all the other social ills. So that is the big challenge. And then, of course, the responsibility of any self-respecting government is to deliver services. And I've made an undertaking that we will use every single taxpayer's rand to the last cent to deliver services in the city, and that no money will be stolen, and that we will use the city's money on the city's citizens.
Now, are you confident that you'll be able to bring prosperity to all living in the metro?
I see absolutely no reason why we can't do that. We have been underperforming and misfiring as a tourism destination. We've become a departure lounge and arrival lounge for people to enjoy the tourism on offer down the West Coast and in Cape Town. We should become a tourism destination city. And I have no doubt that there are many other massive political and tourism advantages that we can leverage in the city. We have two ports, we have an international airport, we've got access to the most amazing historical tourism sites in this country, and we have beautiful beaches. There's absolutely no reason why we can't create more prosperity in the city and get more people into jobs.
You are in a coalition with the UDM and the EFF. Is it not a chance that you may face some tough times ahead where you and these parties may butt heads over issues such as land reform?
Well, we actually are not in a coalition with the EFF. We are in a coalition with the United Democratic Movement, COPE, and the ACDP. Fortunately, I've worked at parliamentary level with the leaders of all three of those political parties. I know them personally, I've got on well with them, we respect each other, and I have no doubt that if we do encounter any problems, that a telephone call to the national leadership of those participating parties will help us sort those issues out. But first of all, we must take responsibility of the issues ourselves. If there are differences, we must talk them through, and we must learn from each other, and we must learn to understand each other and respect each other, and I believe that we might well encounter difficulties, but I believe that as adults and people that are sensible, we'll be able to sort them out.
Corruption in the Eastern Cape has had a devastating impact on especially education and health services. What changes can we expect in those departments to stop corruption?
Well, look, it's a political mindset, and unfortunately, issues like cadre deployment make it very difficult, if not impossible, to stop corruption. Because if you appoint people because of their affiliation to an organization, then you've got no hold over them. And secondly, corruption or corrupt activities flourish in an environment where leaders are not held to account. Now, we've seen our president mired in controversy over many years over serious allegations of corruption. No steps taken against him, even when the Constitutional Court did pronounce against him. The ANC sought to defend that. I've made it quite clear that the DA will not countenance corruption. I certainly won't countenance it. And I will be very happy to be held under close scrutiny by all my colleagues and the opposition to account for every single action, activity, and rand spent in this government.
Are we going to see people axed who have been appointed to positions they do not have the qualifications for?
Well, first of all, I want to just clarify something. You know, there's this propaganda going around that the DA is going to fire everybody that was appointed by the previous administration. First of all, that's fundamentally not true. Secondly, we don't have the power to do that. And thirdly, where we govern in 25 other municipalities before this local government election, there was not one case where any DA administration fired people wholesale. So that's not going to happen. I made that quite clear today in my speech. Secondly, I did make it clear that if people have been appointed irregularly and that they don't have the necessary qualifications and the appointment process was circumvented, those positions will be scrutinized. And if they are found to be outside of the letter of the law, they will have to answer for that. It's as simple as that. If you say you're going to run a government according to the law, then the law must prevail and people must live and work according to the law. So it's not unusual, and I can't understand why there's all this consternation. If you've done something illegal, it's illegal or unlawful. And it's as simple as that. So if you are within the framework of the law, absolutely no problem. Your job will be guaranteed. And if you're a professional official, we'll allow you an environment, we'll create an environment where you can express yourself professionally and you'll get promoted according to hard work, not according to who you know. But equally, if you are in a job that you don't qualify for and you've been appointed irregularly, you can't stay in that job because that is the equivalent of corruption. Now, corruption will not be tolerated in this government.
Yeah. Yes, I think that is an important clarification that you've presented. Athol, thank you very much for chatting to us and all the best in your new position. And we look forward to chatting to you regularly and getting updates on developments in the Metro.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you and to your listeners. I really appreciate it and I look forward to serving the people of Nelson Mandela Bay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.